Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at shared passwords and a new utility to help out with that. So I did some visiting with some friends over the weekend, and one couple is telling me about how they do passwords because they have a password book. Write down all your passwords, it's safe. Okay. And they're like, well, it's better than using the same password across every site. And I'm like, yeah, I would agree with that. I would totally agree with that. I'm like, well, what if we lose the password? And the other wife's like, we should bring it to Kinko's and just have copies of the password book. So fun fact, anything you copy, like a Kinko's or any of those things, they store those images, right? It's not like the old school copy machines where just the transference, it scans it and then it prints it. So probably not a good idea to be scanning and printing anything Kinko's that sensitive. Especially since there's a recent spate at Kinko's where they had like keyloggers and everything on the machines. So probably not the best idea. But okay, go password book, definitely better than shared passwords. Tip for you, if you're looking to identify who has shared passwords and is using it, there's a new tool out there, it's called Shard. S-H-R-A-R-D. You can find it on GitHub. It's command line. What Shard does is uses the API for all the main websites. So pull down a file. You know, say here, use this password file. This is username. And it will check all the major sites to see if that password is valid on those sites. So it's a good way as a penetration tester or as a security analyst, right? Someone who's helping people out. To look for common passwords and reuse passwords in an automated fashion. One of the things I was thinking about was, as an internal function, when these password breaches happen, why not run as a scripted utility, pull down Shard, pull down the password file when a breach happens, just look for, you know, your username at your company domain. Pull out everyone with their company domain. Run that utility Shard against all major services using that password for the company domain. And then notify those people that they've shared password and that the password's been compromised. There's some legality there that would have to be thought through, right? Don't do this without talking to HR. But it might be an interesting way to provide a little value to your and users, as well as, and again, this is why talking to HR and making sure it's message appropriate is important, so I don't think you're cracking or stealing the passwords. But it might be some good value for your employees to say, hey, look, here's what we found, here's what's going on, as well as create that teachable moment. Here's what happened, here's what we found, you should fix this, we're out trying to protect you and the corporate data, and oh, by the way, here's the type of behavior that gets you into these problems, the shared passwords and whatnot. When you've got folks who are using password books, and even they get the importance of shared passwords, I think it's clear that we've made a lot of strides, but it's still happening out there. So take a look and see if we can help some people out. With that, I will talk to you tomorrow.